and the lab of Professor Crankerbatch.
Let us go!
Why have you tied us up, Professor?
What have you done to the particle accelerator?
Have you been up all night?
Hush, my lovely young lab assistants. Soon, the machine will find a dark antiverse amidst the billions of possible universes. And then, the destruction metropolis will begin!
But why, Professor, why?
Why do such a horrible thing?
After your brilliant career in super science.
Oh, you know. Some days, you know, it's like working for the post office.
You'll never get away with this, Crankerbot.
I wanted to say that.
We'll do the next bit together, okay?
Sounds good.
My boyfriend would love this!
Mine too.
Ready, girls?
Save us, Superman!
We're female and relatively defenseless!
Superman!
It's over, Crankerbatch. Your tenure ends today.
Yes! Ooh, kick his butt, kick his butt!
Ha! I knew you would come eventually. Tell me, Superman, how can you stop me, stop the machine, and save the three bright young co-eds all at the same time?
Is that how he said Superman last time?
Co-eds, we're physics majors.
I have so got goosebumps.
Being in three places at once, eh? This looks like a job for Superman.
You saved us, Superman.
We heart you.
Bah! Conveniently trapped under the falling ring of my own particle accelerator.
Now to stop this wayward wormhole before it...
Wait!
Superman!
The machine is still...
With a mighty sound effect... Superman finds himself in the very same lab, but everything is different. Disused equipment festoons the once gleaming floor. The world's most powerful particle accelerator is gone, replaced with one stamped U.S. Air Force surplus 1975 and covered in pizza boxes.
What? Where? How? The lab, it's all back together, but something is wrong.
Hey, look at this. The computer just reported an impossible energy spike and then froze.
You probably just filled the hard drive up with porn again.
Girls, I am trying to read manga here.
It's almost like something has been pulled in from a parallel dimension.
Hey, you're right.
If so, it would have come from a world like its own, only different in some small but philosophically interesting way.
Oh, crud.
Yeah, Lena, like a world where a bunch of female physics majors could get a date.
Hello, children. It's We Heart Superman. This week's episode, The Crankerbatch Switcheroo. Written and produced by Matt Rasmussen. Directed by Troy Minkowski.
Seegers, despite the infinite alterations any small difference would cause to 3,000 years of human events, chances are that our world will contain all of the same people and only one small jarring difference. It's known as the O'Connor Effect.
Excuse me, girls. Hi, I didn't mean to be hiding back here. Is this the lab of Professor Crankerbatch? Hello?
I have never heard of her.
It's Superman. Girls, it's him. It's really him.
Don't worry, ladies. I get this a lot.
He called us ladies. I can die now. Tell my guild I love them and not to plunder my mage.
Maybe not this much of it, though.
Terry, I'd like you to reach into my right shirt pocket and retrieve my camera phone.
I'm sorry, Noelle, but an acute overwhelming sexual response has rendered me equally incapable of performing autonomous action.
C'est la vie.
You girls certainly seem nervous. Listen, I need to get to the bottom of this. And please, stop staring at my bottom.
But it's like a perfection in a bottom.
You girls act like you've practically never seen a man before.
Well, not this close. Not in RL.
We're physics majors.
Okay, you know what? I hear something. Lex Luthor's, he's flooding the water supply with some kind of Setnian gelatinous goo. Ladies, a pleasure, but I must be getting off.
He said getting off.
And pleasure.
You know, I hate to see him leave, but I love to watch him go.
Look at his batch.
Oh! Minutes later, at the Daily Planet.
That was unsettlingly easy. I've never heard Lex shriek before. Oh, you know what? There was that one time. Anyways, a parallel dimension. There's going to be some minor differences. Apparently, in this reality, I'm not an investigative reporter. I write an advice column called At Home with Clark, with a little at mark. And attractive college girls can somehow be porn-addicted geeks. Then there's my apartment. Well, at least my Rolodex is the same.
Hello, this is Bruce speaking.
Bruce! Hi, it's Clark.
Clark! Oh, how are you?
I'm a little freaked out, honestly. I know I'm not supposed to use this number unless it's...
What? No, you're kidding me. Anytime, Clark, you know that.
I think I'm in a parallel dimension.
Oh, I know that feeling.
You think we could...
Hang out? Chill? Absolutely. Listen, I gotta pick up the kid at gymnastics in about 20 minutes, but I'll be free after that. Why don't you stop in? We'll love to see ya.
Okay, thanks, Bruce. Boy, that didn't seem too strange. Hi, Lois! Lois! Can I speak to you for a minute?
A little busy, but sure, of course. Anytime, Clark. What's on your mind?
It's a bit complicated. I'm feeling something's going on with Superman.
What do you mean by that?
Nothing, just...
Something's bothering you. I can tell. Come on, you can tell me. You trust me, right?
It's fine. I stepped into my apartment and half of my clothes have turned into cartoon character sweatshirts. My freezer is stacked with Chunky Monkey ice cream, and approximately 90% of my remaining space is covered with throw pillows and shoes. Then I had a female construction worker hooting at me on the way over here.
Oh, Clark, I'm so sorry. We can totally be like that. Is that what's bothering you? Come here.
Well, not just... What are you doing?
God, your shoulders are like steel.
You're... massaging my back, Lois.
Of course. Anything for my little cub reporter, right?
This is nice.
Say, I'll be gone this weekend on story assignment. Do you want to stay over tonight?
What?
You're weird today. I should be home by, say, 7.
Well, of course. I'll be there.
Great. So, to tide me over. Kiss?
Wow, that wasn't a kiss. That was a Discovery Channel miniseries.
Until tonight.
Until tonight, then. Hi, Bruce.
Clark. Come on in. What's the matter?
You just kissed me on the lips.
Of course. We've known each other for how many years? Something's really got you freaked out, hasn't it? What were you saying about a parallel dimension?
Well, it's just that...
Superman!
Hey, Dick. Oh, why are you hugging me?
Oh, hold on. It's G-Mart. Oh, my God. Yeah, I have to tell you about my dad.
Hey, okay. Hey, let's head down to the Batcave. I just put up some wall borders. I think you'll like them.
And I was like, no more.
Deep in the Batcave.
And I have no idea how to get back to my dimension.
Oh, honey.
Any thoughts?
Oh, of course. I am kind of a genius.
Shoot.
It seems apparent that the energy expulsion tore you from your metropolis/universe and deposited you here, which begs the question of what happened to our own beloved Superman. Clearly, you're noticing some small changes.
Why are you wearing bunny slippers?
Because they're comfortable. Now, the effect may be reversible. We'll need a very large particle accelerator and the elusive physicist, Crankerbatch. What is her first name?
His. Don't know.
His? Right on. Can't find a listing for Crankerbatch in any of the relevant directories, though.
Can I ask you a question? I don't know quite how to put this, but let's approach it from the side.
Okay, shoot.
Has a woman ever asked you out?
Oh. Well, duh.
Of course, you're a rich playboy. You must have women throwing themselves at you.
Boy, don't I know it. Well, you know how they are.
I'm not really sure I do, but conversely, the question has... You ever asked a woman out?
You know, No, I don't think I have. I never had to. You know how women are.
Pretend I don't. Pretend the world is just falling away into vertical for me right now.
Women? Well, they'll throw themselves at anything with a pulse. And it's a good thing they can take the humiliation, because I couldn't. They're simple, dumb brutes, but you gotta love them. I mean, except maybe Aqua.
Man, here we're not...
Not what? Not dumb enough to buy our own drinks? That's for sure. Hey, that's a great idea. Why don't we go to the club tonight? We'll put on something sleek, dance with each other for a bit to get the girls interested. It'll be totally hot.
Getting back on topic, Lois Lane covers the Mad Science beat at the Daily Planet. Maybe she can track Cranker Batch down.
Perfect! Hey, let's have her meet us on the roof of the Daily Planet at sunset. We'll need some help from someone with clout, too. One of the big women on campus of the superhero world. I'll see what I can do. Maybe Wonder Woman. Ooh, big can of worms, I know.
No, I don't. What worms?
You didn't know that you were seeing Lois Lane?
Yeah, as Clark Kent.
As Superman, too.
I'm cheating on myself?
Well, there was also this thing with Wonder Woman. You were under the influence of plaid kryptonite at the time. She hasn't quite taken the hint since. It's all a bit...
Hang on. Yeah, it sounds like Lex Luthor is trying to steal the atmosphere or something. I'm sorry, the troposphere. Yeah, he's trying to steal the troposphere. This is like the third time today. I better get going.
Okay, I think about clubbing tonight, but no making out at the bar with me unless you get a few drinks in me first.
Later, on the roof of the Daily Planet.
See, I think image is the essence of modern masculinity. Sure, I take my share of flack for having nipples in the batsuit. And never mind the row in Get Magazine when I added ball cleavage.
Here comes Lois. We can't give anything away about this world's Superman. I'll tell Lois I'm the other Superman. She must be very confused. I simply can't interfere with his progress through human society.
She's confused?
Superman, you wanted to meet me up here? Oh, hello.
Lois, I'd like to introduce you to my good friend, Batman.
Pleased to meet you, Ms. Lane.
Wow, Superman and Batman. I didn't know the Daily Planet's roof could support so much hotness.
Oh, well.
Oh, that sounded lame.
I'm here, too. Yes, you are, Robin.
Lois, I need to explain something to you. See, I'm not the Superman that you know.
Robin, what have I told you about bringing your phone on patrol?
Batman! But I've got to take this! Come on, I do one on chores for like a week.
Oh, all right.
Hello? Hey, Starfire. Yeah? Nothing much, you? Fight crime with you on Tuesday? Oh, everyone's coming? Sure, oh, you will? That would be sweet cool. That would be cool. Uh-huh, yeah, maybe. Okay, bye. Yes!
Robin, stop jumping up and down. She seems like a very nice girl. You just make sure her hands don't fly anywhere they shouldn't on Tuesday. Capiche?
From an entirely different dimension. That's the whole story. Are you okay with this?
Yeah, sure, why not?
Oh, okay, good.
Now, on the matter of a physicist named Cranker Batch.
Yeah, what'd you find?
Nothing.
Bat curses.
But I'd like you to meet a friend of mine.
Hello, it's good to meet you all.
Professor Cranker Batch.
Am not tenured, and is not Cranker Batch anymore.
Of course, it was his bachelor name.
Pleased to meet you. I am Assistant Professor Stalin Hitler Cranker Batch. Is not very good name, I know, but is good woman.
And you're not crazy?
Married 40 years, must be crazy. Now, reversing Lux-Field thermocouple transductionally may be possible. Trouble is, only particle accelerator powerful enough is owned by male industrialist Lex Luthor. Will be difficult.
There must be a way.
Look, up in the sky!
It's a bird!
It's a plane!
It's...
Wonder Woman!
Hey! Everyone had to save the world again. I got your message, Bats. Did you find what the F's his name?
Cranker Batch.
If it's a her, she doesn't have a batch. I learned the hard way.
Yes, we found him. And we know of a particle accelerator large enough. Trouble is, it's owned by Lex Luthor.
Then what are we waiting for? Come on! If Lex Luthor won't give us the Excel what the hoozy, we'll take it by force. God, I love this! Hey, Superman, give us a kiss, huh?
Actually, I'm... Okay, this is the dimension where I get kissed a lot.
Why did Wonder Woman kiss you?
It's okay. She must have thought I was... crud. I am crud.
Whoops. Shouldn't have done that with the press watching, eh, Supes?
You two-timing gigolo!
Hey, pot kettle black.
Yeah, you're seeing Clark Kent. Oops, I just blundered again.
Chit-chat feelings. Let's get moving!
Robin, would you turn that infernal thing off?
Our heroes assemble outside the heavily fortified gates of the Luthor Corps Advanced Project Compound.
Ha! 500 heavily armed soldiers! What do you expect them to do against a woman with magic bullet-deflecting armbands, huh?
They're bracelets.
Shut up. You shut up.
Lois, you should really leave. This might get tense.
Oh, no. If there's a story, I'll be there. Even when I'm pissing myself. Even when... Wow, that's a lot of guns. Even when... How could you kiss her?
Lois, can we talk about this later?
Last chance, Luther. Come out and face Wonder Death.
I'll face nothing of the sort today.
Ha! Surrendering, Hey, that's no fun.
Surrendering? I've been waiting for you. My man's intuition put this situation together much more quickly than any of you lot could. And now, I want my Superman back. The one I could break by stealing his girlfriend, by starting nasty rumors about his promiscuity, and by creating television shows where he could finally relate to the character and then having them canceled due to poor ratings, right at the most pivotal moment. You are a bad man, no matter what reality is. I'm Lex, baby.
But are you wearing a wig?
Wig? No. This is natural hair.
Oh, come on. You look like Cousin It died on your head, and what did you do to your face? You look like Kojak wearing a Steven Tyler mask.
Congratulations. You just got Gossip Boys canceled. Huh? How do you feel about that? All right, everybody. Follow me.
Inside the gleaming, well-appointed laboratory of Lex Luthor.
The machine is almost ready, Superman.
Sorry, Lois. If it helps, we're thinking about going dancing at Club Justice later. Hey, you should come along.
Dancing? No. What is it with men and dancing?
Come on, it's fun.
With your little ball-hugging outfits and your simulated sex on a dance floor, why do you obsess over simulated sex? Why can't you obsess over real sex like we do? So, Superman is breaking up with me when he gets back, huh?
I don't know. I don't think so.
But he's messing around with another chick.
It's not like he's the only one two-timing.
Hey, I'm just keeping my options open. He's cheating.
Men can't keep their options open as well?
No.
Absolutely not.
So that's not cheating?
Cheating has a higher threshold for us.
So you can mess around all you want, but he loses everyone's sympathy if he so much as kisses another woman? Why? Because of what? Because of his gender?
Why do men have to keep bringing up gender in every goddamn argument they have? You want to talk gender, let's wind the clock back on my life. Imagine you could be smart, funny, and cute, but the only thing you could ever be judged on is your ability to project mindless, brainless self-confidence.
Cry me a river, Pipsqueak. I don't think about self-confidence. Of course, I don't think about much.
Of course, Superman wants Wonder Chuck over there.
Machine is ready, Superman. With a slip of the switch, you can return to your own dimension.
Ooh, I've got it. A show about wealthy single men in New York City who shop a lot.
Hit that switch. You send that cock back here so we can have words.
Hey, don't even talking about my boy like that.
Wow, smelled the kibasa on that one.
Oh, God, hit the switch, Professor. Hit the switch.
Superman, are you all right?
Is it here? Is here here? Girls, do you enjoy dancing? Have you ever had a date? Do you like men in ball-hugging outfits?
Yes.
Yes.
I don't know.
Thank goodness you're safe, Superman.
Noel repaired the baryon oscillation coupler to guide you back.
That's nothing. Erica traversed the coordination circuit to keep the polarity reversed.
I'm Terry. I'm the intern.
Make coffee.
Good coffee.
That's some sharp teamwork, ladies. And you must be the Superman from their dimension. It is such a pleasure. Can I shake your hand or will that destroy the universe?
I didn't know.
You lead a complicated life, sir. Yeah, like, well, oh my God, I know. But I've just been having the most wonderful, relaxing time here with these three inspiring young ladies. You didn't make my life any more difficult, did you?
Nah. Of course not.
Only another minute of power left for the Tachyon Rift Matrix, other Superman.
You better get going.
Farewell, friend. Yeah, listen, like, do I have to go?
Get back here, you super jerk!
You have been listening to We Hot Superman, featuring Mike Devine as Superman and Lex Luthor, Christian Sterling as Professor Crankerbatch, Lindsay LeClaire as Lois Lane, Dan Miller as Batman, Gina Robbins as Noelle and Wonder Woman, Melissa McHugh as Terry, Debbie Chang as Erica, Troy Mikowski as Robin, and Arturo Meneses as the narrator, with ensemble voices by the cast. Sound mix and editing by James Ford. Studio sound by Adam Strugatz. Original music by subpar co-star Matt Cohn. Superman is created by Jerry Siegel and Joel Schuster and is property of DC Comics. Thank you for listening.
At home with Clark. There are those days that open you up to something new and exotic. Those that bring up lots of questions. Those that bring you somewhere unexpected. And those that bring you far from where you started. And then those that bring you right back. Sometimes into the middle of a huge fracas that's, well, that's entirely your fault. I'm speaking metaphorically, of course. But at least I have this Apple Teeny and this new show about shopping New Yorkers to look forward to.